We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas, and with me today, we have our voice of reason, reality check master, Tiffany Meeks.
Hey guys, how you doing? Long time no see.
We're back. On the right of me, if you're watching on twitch.tv/Miami Heat Beat on stream, we have the great Siobhan. Siobhan, how are you this wonderful evening?
Hello, people. I am good. I am alive. I am up off the floor. So it's a good day.
We are up off the floor. We're here. We have so much to talk about today. And I haven't done a show in about 2 months. I went on vacation in Europe. It was wonderful and fantastic. I got home and I was fucking sick. Not with COVID. I got COVID right before I went to Europe, which is great for me. My first time getting it, I tested negative the day before I flew. Yippee me. And I got home and I, to give you some clarity, I tweeted this out. I was having a lot of dizzy spells and I was having problems with my vision. I literally couldn't see well. I felt like I was going to faint at all times. I had splitting headaches and dull headaches all day. It was pretty scary. All's good with my brain, although some of you may argue otherwise. But, you know, we're back. I feel better. I worked out today and yesterday and the day before. So, you know, hopefully we're good to go. You know, but yeah, I'm back. We're back. We're ready to talk about lots of things. Alf says in chat, I finally tested negative for COVID. Please clap. shout out to Mr. Hangover Time himself. And we got a lot to catch up to. I missed you, chat. I love seeing all the faces and names that I've missed. You guys are great, but we have basketball to talk.
Let's get it.
I mean, I listen. So again, that pretense. I haven't been around in a while. There's so much I missed. I want to kind of go through the last events, the current events of the free agency, because I missed everything. Tiff, PJ Tucker left?
I mean,
the fuck?
Listen, he packed up his shoes.
Oh, 800
and bounced.
He must have been doing that all season because there's a lot of shoes.
Listen, for what it's worth, let's, you know, while we loved having him, And he was a great addition, but let's be realistic. Like, what else do you want in life? He's got the ring. He's essentially made money.
Right.
He wants to play with his friends. You know, he's that high school kid that if he has to pick, he's picking his friends.
He's like 60.
Win
though.
Or lose. Huh?
He's like 60 though.
Listen, he got a last hurrah. Let him have his last hurrah over there.
Right.
Because that incline is coming. So let him have that last hurrah over there.
Bond, what are the Heat going to do at the four?
Listen, so I got a 15-year-old coming up. She's really good. And I just feel like, you know, if we keep the eye out, maybe by the time she's ready to, you know, be here, we can give her a shot. I don't know. I don't know.
I was going to ask, can she shoot?
What? Hey.
Yes, she can. Just make her a good pass.
Whose season is it? What have I been saying in the chat?
It's Highsmith season, baby. What are you talking about? It's Haywood Highsmith season.
That's it.
Listen. I don't
like the sound of that.
You're like,
I like the sound of it more than fucking Caleb. Caleb season.
If you got Caleb at the four for 20 minutes, you might as well have me at the four for 20 minutes.
Duncan at the four. That's the Alf propaganda machine.
At this point, I will take Duncan at the four before Caleb. And I love Caleb.
Right.
And feelings on Duncan is mixed. But goddamn it, I don't know what we're going to do it for. You know, we're still... our hat is still in some of these whale rings, apparently.
It's not a hat. That is a scarf.
Okay. The little tassels at the end of the scarf.
Yes.
One of those whales, you know, got some length to him, and I think there could be some interesting things done with him at the four. But that aside, you know, it's Caleb. It's, I guess, it's Haywood. He has put on some weight. He looked pretty good in some of the summer league action. He, you know, has a bit more size to him, but right now, I mean, it's your seventh season, it's Haywood season, and that might be where we at right now.
But you know what? All jokes aside, if this is what you got, right?
Yep.
And it's a pick 'em, because this is what you got, and it's a pick 'em. I am not trying to see Jimmy at the four. No. Unless it's the playoffs and they got exposed running something special. So you're taking him completely out of the mix. And if you look at what you got left, this is it. So yes. It is either Highsmith, Caleb,
or your
chat. Darius Days, somebody we signed.
Yeah, I like that though. I did like some of Days.
But I need to see more. Just need to see more, so I'm not bringing him up yet. I'm just talking about who's
too.
Already
Shout
in the mix.
Out to Orlando Robinson from the Summer League team. Need to see him do more also.
So let's frame it from who we have. Let's just say this is what we got, right? And this is what we roll into the season. Realistically, it's not like a position where you're looking for 30 points.
No, it isn't.
You need somebody that can hit an open jumper, stretch the floor a little bit. You need solid defense. Are they going to be great? None of these people are great defenders we're talking about, but can they be solid? This is what you hope for, because it's unrealistic to just sit and pine for a Kevin Durant. You want him? Yeah. Are you going to get him? You don't know. So you talk about what you already have in-house. And in-house, you have a couple of decent options. That's all you need. Until you can make a move, you just need somebody who will bend and won't break at the four. Until you can make a move, that's
and
just what.
Listen, talking about that too. Whoever you have down there, that's that plays with who you have at the front of your.
Yes,
of your,
and that's the other thing.
Two, three areas. So
right.
Like,
so if you're starting Yurt, let's say you're doing the two quote unquote bigs, Bam and Yurt, right? Let's just say you're doing that. There's no way on God's green earth, on Oprah's internet, you're starting a backcourt of Kyle and Tyler. Because you've got way too many holes on the floor now to plug up for Bam. Because that's essentially who does the hole plugging when it comes to the baseline, the back line, and the switching. So that second guard is dependent upon who's starting at the four.
So chat's saying Jovic, you know, Kevin Durant, who we have Jovic at home.
I want to see him. He would, you know.
I mean, I want to see him. I don't want to see him at the detriment of the team. Like,
you guys are very. Ready. You guys are very. You got to prove it to me with these young guys.
Yeah.
Yes. And yeah. Yes.
But that's how sports work. You have to prove that you can stay on the court. Like, that's just how it works.
Their situation is precarious because while they have not great options at four, right? They have this Jovic kid. They have the Darius Days kid. They have Highsmith. They have, obviously, Jimmy, who I'm sure will play for this season. Not, I don't envision him being a starting four. I'm sure that he'll say he could do it, but I don't think that's probably for the best for all the reasons of the physicality and the toll that it'll take. I don't think Caleb is the answer either. I think he works more in stretches as a backup four. And I think Jimmy at the four and Caleb at the four is a weapon for them in certain kind of lineups, but not to start.
Weaponry, right. Yeah. Specialty lineups, not like this is my baseline.
Right.
It's part of your kit. It's not your, you know, main, you know, it's not your system. So, you know, that I think that question that I asked and this conversation that we had, I think is the most important one of this offseason. And I think it's the one that frames the entire offseason. And it begs a question. And again, I know that we're rehashing shit that's a month old, but, you know, let me catch up. You know, I have takes. they lose PJ, and it doesn't appear that they had many backup plans. Now, the market's not great. And I think that they and listen, while Twitter wants one thing, and I'm sure that some of it may deserve a look, I think we know historically the way Spo likes to play basketball, and they like a wing next to Bam. Whether you think Bam's a four or not, I think Spo views him a certain way. And they are looking, ideally, for a PJ, a Jay Crowder, whatever they thought Mo Harkless could be, Ariza, you know what I mean? That wing at the four. And that there weren't a lot available, which just begs a question, Siobhan. Were they blindsided?
So I don't know.
Did they think he was coming back, and then they had, or was it just the market sucked, and they're like, we're just not going to pay this guy the third year?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It may have been some of both. PJ felt pretty locked in to me. Just by the way that, you know, the front office, the Pat and Spo, just by the type of words that they were using to talk, like they call PJ like a linchpin, like a young UD, someone like a cornerstone, right? So it never really felt like PJ being gone was something that, I don't know, I just didn't expect it coming. I didn't expect to see it. I guess the third year was the hang up. And, you know, there's
maybe something. Not to cut you off, but just to amend, it wasn't just the third year. It was if you use the full mid-level, you are hard capped. And and part of it is that they're trying to avoid repeater tax because they are going to be a tax team at some point, and the repeater tax was. So just to clear up the cap reasons why they could not offer the full mid-level.
Love it. And so, you know, like Tip said, he went and got the full of what he could have been offered, you know, kind of somewhere else. And we talk a lot about, you know, I guess, or in ways we talk a lot about how it is that we think Spo sees a Bam or what it is that we think that they think of their, you know, kind of front line or whatever. And, you know, I don't know what Spo and Pat's big board look like. You know, I don't know how they felt about the other prospects, but to and we don't know that Nikola plays this season, that he is contributable. I think he maybe could by the mid of the season, but I was saying that in the beginning, need to see more from him, of course. But they went out and intentionally drafted, or like they went out and got someone that was intentionally large. Like Nikola isn't, you know, a play around big. He's 7 foot, right? He's
6'10".
The Orlando Robinson, right? That was a pretty immediate kind of two-way sign or whatever it is that they signed him to. And I think he was deserving of it. I think he had a really good summer league showing. But, like, it's felt like whatever little, I guess, pieces or additions that have come to the team through the offseason, they've been, like, substantially large. And so I don't know if that's indicative of – you know, maybe going a different route and being intentionally kind of larger, you know, under the basket, or if we continue to see that, no, the moves that they value maybe midway through the season will yield a return, someone like a Jay Crowder, like a PJ. I don't know. It did feel kind of like surprising that PJ was gone. And then Caleb was like wrapped up with, you know, the numbers and whatever that he got. I don't know if that any of that could have gone elsewhere. Again, I'm not a cat person, but you know, I think what you said is correct. Like a lot of whatever happens, like going forward with the season, I do think has a bit to do a big amount to do with the four spot.
I think what Siobhan said, Tiff, is really important in about Jovic, about you know, maybe he's ready midseason or not. And I think a lot of times today, fans have expectations of guys being ready like right away. And I think part in part because a lot of guys are ready right away, especially American players who come up through AAU and all that. And you guys have played, you know, in this country, you know, at high levels. So I think, you know, kind of the level of preparation and everything. And I think sometimes guys come in and they're just not ready, and that's okay. I think Bam was a good example of a guy who was a project. And who look how he blossomed. Shout out, by the way, to Wow It's Bobby for the 10 tier one sub. Shout out to Alf who gave six earlier. I see y'all. I love the support. It feels good to be back with our people to do our show. But yeah, Tiff, I like what Bond said there, because I think that kind of when you start raising expectations, and we saw it with Tyler, it just, I don't think that's the best for these guys. Justice is another example. Right. We were guilty of that too. Like, I think making sure that these guys have a good environment that they can improve incrementally and not right away is important.
Right. Well, I think the one thing is that, well, two things can happen and also be true. While these young guys do have a lot of pressure to be good, the Heat do put them in positions to succeed. Yes. Like that's, you know, I won't take that away from them. They, you know, like, you know, they gave Tyler the opportunity to start at one point. You know, that was, okay, you say you're ready, so let's go out and do it. They tried it. It didn't work. They moved him back to the bench. Caleb looked great this year, barring injury. Like, he didn't look this good in Charlotte. Like, they do put them in good positions. I think one of the things I noticed with Nikola, Slim Nicky, as I call him. I watched two summer league games.
Can you make that a thing?
Yep. Boom. Started.
Slim. That's what I call him. I call him Slim Nicky. He wasn't getting the ball.
He wasn't.
So there are also things that are out of your control as a player. He's a player that's used to having the ball. So now he's being moved, and now he's becoming a manufactured four.
We talked about his presser a bit too. He had really, like, really kind of interesting comments in some of his presser.
Yeah. So that's a huge thing as to if you're used to having the ball and now you're having to play off ball and play a whole new position where you have to wait because it's a guard league. So you got to wait to get the ball. So he wasn't getting the ball. And I also, you could see he's not really comfortable yet with asking for it, demanding it, getting that position in the post, getting his hand up, like all these things he has to learn, and he's going to have to learn on the fly, which is also scary because that can either make you or break you.
They don't get guys that have those kinds of fears, I think, for the most part. And I think that's something that the Heat's got with intention of I think they, over most people, value a certain kind of mentality more than anything. And I think, you know, and you guys have talked about this so much, you know, summer league, they're not playing with a real point guard. You know what I mean? They're playing with, you know, well, they'll be playing with a point guard here.
Where, right.
You know, where Kyle can get you into your spots. Even Jimmy and Bam, not that they're point guards, but that they're offense organizers.
Right.
Right, Bon?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of adjustments that have to be made.
Chat says Jovic runs like a duck.
He's still figuring his body out.
Yeah, he's like Bambi.
He has like a 9-inch growth spurt really late.
He's like Bambi. It's like he can't really control his limbs. It's like he's on ice. It's just like a lot of things happening with that poor boy all at once. But I got faith in him. I think he'll be fine. Is he starting at the four? No, he's not. Like, he's not starting. Could we see him get some spot minutes? Probably. I mean, this is what we got. So unless somebody shows up and shows out, he might get a few minutes here and there.
I like, again, talking a bit about, you know, just G to his mentality, right? Like listening to his presser after the game and talking about how, you know, he doesn't feel like he was, again, summer league, it's not the league, we all are aware of that, but you know, there are some things that you worry about whether or not they translate from a European game to an American game. American game is going to be more athletic. It's going to be quicker.
Physical.
It's also going to it's also going to be better space. And I know Lucas talked about this because of the rules.
So physical, yes, but physicality is probably the thing that European competition has as equally kind of matched, or like that. Like the
they say, it's more physical because of the rules. Yeah,
well, they are allowed
right. But there's a difference. But there's a difference. And Shai, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about the difference in the physicality between.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Between soft white guys and.
No.
Doughy.
For real, keeping it where it's at. Like, but he spoke about not feeling like he was being out-muscled, but understands that like he has to get his feet quicker, right? Mm-hmm. Those things. I like the way that he kind of spoke about, you know, it is a transition from a different, you know, different country, different position, just a whole lot of newness for him. But I think that kid can, you know, I think he's going to be all right, like you said.
He'll put on weight, too.
He'll be fine.
He has a frame that
But he's not, honestly, if somebody said, Tiff, how many worries do you have?
Oh, yeah, he's not one of them.
He's not one of them. Like, whatever happens with him this year is whatever happens with him this year. Because there should be no expectation.
The problem
whatever
is that
he
they
gives
need
you
is production from that position.
From that spot.
Yes. Right, but that's the thing, like, I still am saying I'm not turning to him until I give these other guys an opportunity. Like, there's no way he should get a opportunity over Highsmith.
Right. And then people can argue, well, then why would you not go with someone at that spot, knowing that that is where we need production that can give it to you right now?
I think they took best player available at that point.
Yeah. Alf saying Duncan gives you 12 solid points per game.
Duncan and six fouls in the first 2 minutes. I would love for Duncan to be able to be on the floor more. I think
not for nothing. Let's just really quick. Let's just indulge Alf really quickly because we're gonna get it out and it's over fine. With. If Duncan could actually stay out of foul trouble,
he would help
with his length. He would actually help at the four. If he could move his feet and keep his hands to himself, damn it, G. He would actually be helpful at the four.
Alf saying 6'8", the new Shane Battier. Get his name out your mouth. Keep my power forward's name out your fucking mouth.
All right, man. Damn.
It was a joke. But you know what's funny about Duncan at the four? When he plays the four, he has to be playing with another wing. That other wing is just going to be more suited to guarding the four. So in reality, he'd never actually play the four.
No, it's Jimmy.
Or Caleb or whatever poor sucker they put out there.
Poor Gabe the under mechanic. The basket, just getting smashed.
Gabe under here like this, like a fat baby trying to do something.
I'll tell you now, I trust Gabe to guard force over Duncan. Push the ass, Gabe.
Here, my brother, how you feel about that?
If Gabe fouls, I feel better about it because I know it's because Gabe tried. When Duncan fouls... Because he fucked up. I love you, Dunk. Dunk's our coworker. I love Dunk. He's our coworker here at Blue Wire. Shout out to Blue Wire. Shout out to Duncan. Although the long shot's dead to me. They had Grant Williams on, and to me that's a tradable offense. I'm not gonna lie. Duncan Robinson having Grant Williams of all people, Grant Williams of all the Celtics, I think the only Celtics. Worst one is Marcus Smart to have
probably.
On.
Yeah, Peyton Pritchard somewhere.
Oh no, yeah, no Pritchard. Yeah. Never mind. That's public.
Yeah, Pritchard's the worst.
Yeah, I know because he hurt Jimmy. He hurt Jimmy and a couple federal officers on January 6th. We're back, baby. We're back.
So he was dressed as Spider-Man climbing the wall.
Oh my god. Yeah, chat's saying that Williams is pretty bad. Somebody Pritchard threw a water bottle at Kyrie. Oh, Pritchard threw that water bottle at Kyrie.
I was about to say, that man is hexed for life. What?
What happened with Kyrie and the water bottle? Was it something at the
Oh, remember? No. That was like, was that last season? I think they were in Boston, and somebody from the crowd threw the water bottle at Kyrie as he walked off the court.
Oh, man. It was Peyton
Pritchard. They said it's Peyton Pritchard. It was actually Gordon Hayward.
Gordy.
Big brother.
So yeah, so that to me has been like the central question of the season, because I think with Miami, I think sometimes people, and I'm curious as to what you guys think, a lot has talked about internal improvement. And let's be honest, I mean, the Heat haven't done anything, right, this offseason. And in their defense, there wasn't much to be done. I don't think that, like, they weren't going to be in the game for a guy like Brogdon. Right, they just didn't have the rotational space for a guard like that. They were just, you know, maybe they could have, if they wanted Collins, they could have been in. But I know, like, he's a divisive guy. I know Tiff and I aren't big on him. Then you got to pay. There's like, you know, so there were, you know, you can really talk yourself into, like, there weren't a ton of moves to be made. And I think for them, and Ibon, I think you and I have agreed on this, they're going to do something in the season. And I think what they're going to do is that they're going to say, okay, we're just going to run what we have. We're going to give a couple of these young guys a shot in preseason to see if they can give us something at the four. And then we're going to we're gonna look around and we're going to see who we can get. We have picks. We have stuff to move. And we can get a guy and we'll wait out the Mitchell and the KD, you know, situation. And I think that's how they're going to approach the season. I don't think it's the worst thing. I think fans wanted a bigger splash, but I think sometimes it's the moves you don't make to give yourself some flexibility. I wonder how you guys feel first, Tiff, then we'll go to Bon.
I mean, I was a component of at some point, if there's a four that's out there that, you know, there's not a great four that's out there to be had, but if there's a decent four out there to be had, I just feel like you make that move. I don't know, because my concern is with the age of this team, with the injuries that, you know, all these players have had over the last couple of years. Right. If you're coming back with this, and no shade, no Sade to Highsmith, but no, like, Sade, if we're running this, right, we're running this back with these guys, how far, where are we going to be at the trade deadline? And what is that, February? When is the trade deadline?
Yeah, February.
See, that's my biggest thing. Yep. If you sat here and told me there would be minor to no injuries, hey, run it. But I just feel like we have guys who automatically are going to miss 15 to 25 games. Like, that's just how
it happened last season, and they were able to stay above water, but, you know, don't bet on that. But
exactly. And that's
what's happening. I feel like it has been too much betting on.
Yeah.
Well, we were able to do it last season, and like, yeah, and to some people it felt convincingly one way, and to some it may have felt with a little bit like, we got here, but like, right, it doesn't feel all the way kind of secure. And so you are, you know, at this kind of stage in the game, that is probably the course that they're going to take, right? Hoping that, you know, whoever does what internally is enough to, if what I'm hearing be the point, like, sustain you to even get to trade deadline. And so that you're in, like, decent enough position going into the back half of the season. And then, you know, maybe you can switch some stuff up. I was a proponent of John Collins. I get, you know, people probably think he's a dickhead, he's a bonehead, he doesn't do this, that, or whatever. I'm always someone that looks at kind of the parts of a guy and what I feel like. Because, you know, if, you know, then that's the thing too, like, Heat culture, we're this group that, you know, can get, and there's been a lot of talk about, like, not liking that that's a narrative, but we've talked here that, you know, some of it is a bit, at least I feel some of the culture-y stuff can be a bit annoying, but there is some truth to that, you know, guys come here and they find, you know, either themselves maximized in a way that they haven't been, or just, mm-hmm. like, faced with a different way of doing things and wanting to buy in to something that feels, you know, really official and new or, you know, about it, right? So I think I thought someone like a Collins would have been kind of a cool move. Tiff, you and I talked about, you know, again, people have feelings about Flat Earth and what he's about, but like, you know, just I think that that's something that's still on the table. That I hope that Miami is actually giving a decent look at. I think that gives you some juice in your kind of guardish area. That's a three level guy. And he doesn't cost you what a Kevin cost. He doesn't cost you what a Donovan cost you. Just, you know, I understand people wanting there to happen, you know, something done. But I get, you know, from Miami standpoint, playing it this way. I don't know if there was anything in the middle. Maybe this is the middle.
I think Collins is the middle. I think
Collins. I honestly think the Collins would have been the middle. And the thing too, and the rest of the East is getting better also. Or I don't know if it comes together to being better on, you know, on the floor, but there are moves being made. If we're getting better internally, other people are getting better internally. Other people are adding to kind of what it is that they do. So I understand a little bit, I guess, of some of the angst of like, haven't really done anything. But I get from them, like, we kind of just got to hold fort where we're at for a second and hope we can get off to a good, you know, first half.
Tiff, let me ask Bon one follow-up first. Mm-hmm. Bon, so let's say they do a deal for Collins and that exhausts Duncan because that's the salary piece to match. And you exhaust probably your draft equity or a part of your draft equity, which pretty much takes you out of the game for anybody better. Is Collins enough that you're title ready?
I think just with regards to some new juice, some new life, some new legs, maybe some new energy, and allowing that allowing some of the other pieces to do other things that point toward internal growth without having to still be saddled with carrying the whole defense or carrying the whole.
But he's not like a defender guy. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But I think that there is stuff that we can do with him there to make him a better defender, right? He's a crazy athlete. We made Duncan Robinson a better defender. We made, you know, Max. And I know that that's the argument for Donovan and all that stuff too. But I don't know that it makes you title ready, but I do feel like it is a boost, me personally.
It's interesting because you got Donovan and you got KD on the table. So realistically, you'd like to have KD, Bam, and Jimmy. Like, yes. That's the goal. Because obviously if you're moving Bam, then you're moving the defense. Like that, you're not going to get a better.
You're moving. This is that too. You're moving what your current defense
right.
is.
Right. Well, and also, but we don't know what's. See, and these are all the things because you don't know what's left. Right.
So I'll take Ben back. Just saying.
So you're so, but the thing is that
they can't
honestly. Like, KD is KD is the only one that you can look at and say can make us title ready.
I think Mitchell does. You don't think Mitchell
does? I don't
think
so.
You don't think if they have Mitchell instead of Hero?
It's everything else that we're losing. But
what are you losing? What are you losing?
Well, you don't know. But these are the things you don't know.
The market has been set with Rudy, and that went for whatever. And I really don't.
So you lose the draft equity. You lose.
You do.
You lose Jovic, Highsmith, right? Like the dudes, you know, the flyer guys, right? Because
I think you lose a Max or a Gabe, if not.
That's
both.
Not that, but that doesn't make a difference because those guys are on such small contracts that to re-sign them, if you're a rebuilding team like Utah, you don't want minimum contracts that are about to expire. That doesn't serve them because. Unless you know that they want to flip them again, which is unlikely because, as we know, it's just difficult to flip guys. So those kinds of guys in a deal like to Utah, because if they move Mitchell, they're just totally rebuilding. And at that point, you just want, I want mid-sized contracts to move so I can become a salary dumping place that I can get picks like Oklahoma City. So like, I don't think guys like Vincent, like Max are in those deals because they're just going to come for a minimum. Why the fuck do I want to sign this guy for more money? I'm not trying to win games like that. And they leave. So, like, those guys aren't as valuable as, like, you bring in a young guy that has years on the deal, and you're like, all right, let's build something with these guys.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Right. But either way, regardless of what you're giving up,
yeah.
I don't look at him and go, he takes us over the top.
I don't.
They were close, though, too.
And that is where I'm about to go, G. This is where I'm about to go. Yes, they were close. You need someone who can give you a consistent 15 to 25 points a night.
That's a big range.
15 to 25? Yes. That's what you need.
Those are different players. 15 and 25 are different players.
But it's the consistency that they didn't have.
I mean, Mitchell's.
Like that. Right.
Mitchell's a scorer. Yeah.
But you're not thinking about what I'm saying. Because the obvious is you might not get either one of them.
For sure. Likely.
So you need someone that's a steady player who can consistently get points, who plays adequate defense, who can use the lump 3 feet above their ass. Like, that's what you need. Like, there's no guarantee I need to just blow it up and grab KD. Yeah. Like, if you're the Heat, maybe they want to keep these guys. Maybe, oh yeah, we want KD, but if we don't get KD, maybe we want to, like, keep these guys and add so-and-so.
I'm still looking at, like, Harry B is still someone who I think gives them that consistent.
Right. If he's on the table.
Sacramento got people who they need to get, you know, some time.
Minutes for.
But they really have. Like, I think stuff like that will
CG,
be.
CG, like, that's a move where. At midway.
Because it doesn't you is what you're saying?
Exactly.
It doesn't gut you. Something significant.
Exactly.
I guess where, like, we just differ is I don't think the Donovan deal guts you. I think it just guts you for. Like,
I don't think it should, but I think they're playing the ball that they
want
to play.
They don't even want RJ Barrett because they don't want to pay him. You know what I mean? That was something that was reported as well. I guess that's a rhetorical thing. But just like if they, you know, I guess the point of the conversation is, like, they're close. So it's like, how much can you split the baby to get the guy that you need in here to bring them over the top? I think that guy's Harry B. I think the worst guy that you can get.
You need a four that can score.
Yeah, which is Barnes or
I think you need a I think you need a four that can score.
Or KD.
That's what you need. Yeah, or KD. I mean, but that's what I think you need. You got guards galore.
Galore.
You got to figure that part out on your own. Like, you need a four that can score, and then you need to tell Max, Vic, and Tyler, go work it out.
Battle to the death.
Battle to the death.
Baddest bitch comes out.
Exactly. Leave it on the floor.
Hey, you need to do what needs to be done.
Exactly. That's it.
I'm not worried about our guard rotation, really. Yeah, no. They got to get something good.
I don't think I think the KD thing is complicated for them. The other thing is that I think it's ridiculous.
Why do you think it's complicated?
Complicated in the way because I just don't think they have the they don't have the trade package that's attractive enough. And come January 15th, Phoenix is just going to have the best package. Because once you can include Ayton in January 15th, Phoenix has the best package.
But
so if you're,
doesn't Ayton have to sign off on that?
No. As of January 15th, he's tradable. Beal's the guy that got the no trade clause. I don't know what Washington.
He has
a
year.
No,
Ayton has a year where he can veto his trade. I believe.
I thought so too.
I believe.
I think
he's
gonna want to get out of Phoenix. I don't.
He ain't going to Brooklyn,
huh?
Ain't nobody going to.
He was
Brooklyn.
About to go to Indiana.
And look who he could play with.
Who?
I'd go play with what's his name? Halliburton. Like
they're trying to move the other guy. Like they're blowing that up too.
He don't want to go to Brooklyn.
I think that he'd rather live in New York and be the number one option on the team because he wants to. I mean, he said he wants to show that he could do more. I mean, he was gonna go to fucking Indiana. Like I don't know. He could go play with Kyrie in Brooklyn or whatever they
Kyrie
move Kyrie for.
You
can flip Kyrie for the regardless.
Kyrie don't live here anymore.
KD has 4 years left on his deal, and if Brooklyn doesn't want to move him,
they don't have to.
The Miami's deal is just like unless Tyler Hero. Again, like takes another step this season and is averaging like 20 something points a game. I'm really good. Even then, I don't know if that's going to whet Brooklyn's appetite. But Bon, the deal's complicated because of that. I think trading Lowry is just complicated. I don't think it's that. I think Riley will make the call to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care how good someone else is. Like if my fucking best friend gets traded, you know, the godfather of my kid. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be happy. Lowry wasn't happy when DeMar got moved for Kawhi.
Yeah, they had been together for like sizable amounts of years. And like Jimmy and Kyle are going to have their relationship outside of whether or not they both play.
Yeah, but Jimmy told him to come here. It's like you tell your.
And no.
And
no,
now I'm just, fucking in. Right. This and, is like that's I'm not what I signed up for. You know what I mean?
I know. And which is why I don't believe Kyle gets moved because of the off of the court, you know, complexities, like you said.
But they'll do it if they have to. Like if
no, they'll do it.
Riley will do it. It's just complicated. Yeah, and then the
it's
last.
It's not a easy one for one. Okay, give me Kyrie, I'll give you Kyle.
Yeah, exactly. And
although
then
Jimmy and Kyrie do have relationships, I know it's not, you know.
I just think it's like at the end of the day, everybody wants whales, and I feel like we just overthink all of it. To the extreme where it's just like realistically like Kyle's not going anywhere. He's going to be the starting. He's not going anywhere. I believe
and honestly, if he can maintain this shape and
exactly
talk about injuries,
if he can stay in shape,
keep himself healthy. I'm intrigued
exactly.
by what this version of Kyle looks like. I want
now
to
we're
see
talking Bond.
Exactly.
Relax. Cool out.
Right. Right.
I want to see Bam have taken a step. I want to see Tyler be the person that I genuinely believe Tyler would have helped us win that Boston series had he just not been so objectively bad. Like,
and he got
the
hurt.
Whole rest of the playoffs.
He was
hurt,
bad before he got hurt.
He was bad before he got hurt.
And that's the context that's missing. Oh, he was playing hurt. Yeah, he got hurt. That motherfucker was bad before then. It's okay to say it. So I want the guys internally to improve in a way that banking on internal growth is justified. But, you know, you don't know until you see it.
Couple things. I want to get to something in chat. The other complicated aspect is the Bam and Simmons part. And I don't think Bam is on the table for Durant. I don't think that there's a precedent for trading because Bam's not like a young guy with potential. Bam's a bona fide young star. And I don't think there's a lot of precedent for an established young star to get moved in deals like this. If you can show me one, please show me. But the idea of like Miami has to include Bam, I was like, show me when that's ever happened. A guy
well,
that's...
If you are looking at Bam as being like already developed, I think that there's still, I think there's
no,
still
he could get enough, better, but like he's a,
I know. And I think enough so that he could still be considered, you know, one of the young stars that still, you know, has room to
yeah. Like, he's a blue chip. He's a blue chip. He's probably one of the most wanted young players in the league under 25, like 25 and under, wherever, however old he is. Tiff, are you going to say something?
No, I just think, no, he's not on the table. But, like, if you're the Nets, you're supposed to
ask
for
him. Yeah, you have
to. But like, that's how it works. Like,
you hang up the phone if you're Riley, yeah.
Exactly. So, Kevin Durant is phenomenal. And, yes, I would take him on this team in a heartbeat. But there's also that logical side of me that looks at Kevin Durant and says, you've been injured the last 3 years. You're also kind of a malcontent when it comes to, are you happy here? Do you want to be here? Like, there are so many other things outside of just the great basketball player when it comes to business. Because you can get him, and 6 months later, he's not happy. Right. And there's nothing you can do about it.
I don't think the situation here would play like that because
you can't say
no. You can't say for sure.
Because he's the one player that you have no idea what's going on up there.
Him and Kyrie, his teammates, the other one.
No, we know what's going up there in Kyrie.
Listen, you didn't see the video of Kyrie and Jimmy jamming out on a damn
exactly
team. Like maybe something of their similar screws are loose, but I think that just. Pat got in a room with Kevin before, right? This idea that like Kevin would welcome being in the room with him again. Like I think
Spo is the guy there to Bon. And that was reported on by Levitard and others that the one that Durant walked away with, whoa, was Spo.
I believe it. But all those things, but I believe it. I believe Spo can get him in the room. I believe Spo can get him to say, I want to come to Miami. But I also know when people show you who they are,
listen,
believe them. And he's shown us every time who he really is. The littlest things make him unhappy. But that's okay to say.
Yeah.
He's petulant at times. Like, let's not act like he's not, because he is petulant. Like, that's what it is. So, like I said, if they called and said, you can keep Bam and Jimmy, but load up the truck. We loading up the truck because that's what you're going to do. But at the same time, you have to be aware that he could wake up on a Tuesday and say, I don't want to be here.
And I don't think that this organization makes that move and they have any inkling that like, and I know you can never, like people can make their mind and are free to change their mind at any point with, you know, no discretion, no explanation. But understanding what it would cost, I don't foresee this organization doing that if they had any idea that or any thought that, you know, 8 months down the road, hell, you know, a year down the road.
Well, and that's how I look at it. A year down the road, if things didn't work out the first year, he could say he wants to leave, which wouldn't be shocking.
The Heat don't have a huge track record of disgruntled stars leaving them. And when it has happened, Riley breaks up with them first. Shaq was over the hill. LeBron is really the only one. And LeBron didn't make the mess, played out his contract, got to the finals. But I think that was a very unique circumstance.
He made a mess when he eventually did leave. Not returning the man's call. Them niggas flew out to Vegas to sit with him.
He did that to humiliate them. The stuff
he's messy. He's messy.
Kyle, don't you remember Kyle wanted to be here? And Kyle and Pau Gasol are like, are you going to be there? And he's like, I don't know. And like, he dragged it out for so long that the market dried out. They used the picks on the guys that he liked.
Yep.
And he, yeah, fucking that shit was
Shabazz Napier
was Carthage, was the Romans going to Carthage and putting salt after they destroyed the fucking place. That's what this man did. This man came in here, wrecked everything, threw salt everywhere so nothing can grow, and left.
Right.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm out of here.
And then sprouted Justice Winslow and Josh Richardson. Now we have Jimmy. But just better.
Look at that.
So, yeah. And then the last thing is the Ben complications of the, even if they did move Bam, the rookie weird rule that Ben and Bam can't be on the same team. Indiana was the
I would take Ben back. But you, so I know Bam's not on the table.
No, but even if Bam was Bond, you can't take back Durant and Simmons because then you don't have enough.
Contract-wise, money-wise.
Yeah, money-wise. So you need a third team. And Indiana was like, this is the third team that makes sense. And now, you know, probably not anymore, you know, after what they've done. So now it's like, well, who's the third team? And that part gets complicated. And I'm like, okay, who wants Ben? Right. At this salary,
that's the question.
And
who which team wants him?
Somebody might want him, and he plays and he rehabs his image. He's obviously at a point is a really good basketball player. He's a very flawed basketball player, but he's really good. It's just, are you sure he's gonna play basketball again?
Well, we don't know the status of his scans. Yeah, you know, we don't know
what that back do.
Right, we don't know what's going on with his back. We don't know if he's comfortable yet. With his mental health,
he did pass the physical to get traded, but
yeah, but look at how that worked out. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, so I mean,
there's other stuff at play.
If he's healthy, a lot of teams.
Well, healthy because healthy is a loaded term because healthy is not just in the body, but you know, in your mind.
No, I mean healthy. Yeah. I mean head to toe.
And they may not want to get rid of. I mean, if Bam comes back in a deal, yeah, of course you try to get rid of Ben and you keep the more sure thing, but. You know, if I think if Bam's not just on the deal, like you want to keep Ben and then you just build young if you can get him on the court, which, by the way, like a Nate and Ben pick and roll sounds kind of fun. You know what I mean? Like if you can get that going, you know, and that's how, you know, and then they did trade the pick for Royce O'Neal, which is still really weird that they did that. And, you know, they have Joe Harris, so they could they don't have any picks. So they're going to try to win ball games, maybe not contending, but they're going to try to win ball games. So, you know, whatever. So that's that on the Durant stuff. Listen,
it's Highsmith season, baby.
Darius Days, whoever he is. I have a question for both of you. Siobhan, you first, and Tiff. If Darius Days was standing behind you at a Starbucks, would you know it's him?
Mm-mm. I hope I don't sound ridiculous.
Sorry to this man.
What about if Highsmith was behind you at a Starbucks?
I'd probably recognize Thick Chest Haywood.
I wouldn't know him. I would not know him.
I ain't going to lie.
I would,
sorry to
I
that
I might
man.
Recognize Thick Chest Haywood.
What about Marcus?
I won't know until they yell out his name for his drink.
But no, but it's always going to be mispronounced.
Right.
You won't know.
High-ish, high-mish, Highsmith.
Hamish, Howard. It's for you.
See, if this is hot, Brass for sure photoshops a bad name like in 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That's the difference.
Hamish is fucking hilarious.
It's Hamish. It's Hamish Haywood now.
Would you know? I think I know Javonte Smart. He's just a very, you can't miss him. He has a very distinct look.
I'd ask that motherfucker to get out of line.
And I don't want him holding my drink either. Don't hold nothing because you either gonna drop it.
If it's a fire drill in here, you better say something, you selfish mother.
Right? He's the only one running out the door.
Quietly.
Do you know what Mulder looks like?
I know what Scully
looks
like.
A Mulder looks like every electrician in Miami. It's crazy.
Wait, does he have curly hair?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
I know what Kyle Allman and Drew Smith look like.
I know what Kyle Allman looks like, though. I don't know who Drew Smith is.
Little guard number five, I think. I love his game. I love the way he
is. He ours?
He was on the summer league team.
I did not watch a minute of summer league. Let me tell you something. I was in this is not to brag. Oh, Mulder got waived. Okay, well, never mind. I was
Mulder's like 30.
I was enjoying a cocktail on the Mediterranean Sea, and I looked up my phone and I saw people tweeting about summer league, and I thought, man, I'm so glad I'm not watching fucking summer league right.
He said, "Oh, you peasants, I'm up here picking my toes.
A little gin and tonic in the Mediterranean Sea. Yeah. Beautiful.
Ain't none of them dudes coming. How many dudes coming to the big leagues from summer league this year?
I don't even know how summer league is scheduled, how it's structured.
Highsmith doesn't count. He was already here.
We got Hamish. Who else we got?
Hamish Highwood.
Who else we got?
I don't know. I think that one of the guards. Well, see, it depends what's moving.
Ain't none of those guards coming unless we get rid of some.
That's what I mean. What's going? What's coming out? That's the only way that happens.
Who is Aaron Wheeler? That's a fake name.
Yeah, that ain't even sound real.
Aaron Wheeler. I'm reading. Okay, Orlando. Do you know what Orlando? Shabon knows what Orlando Robinson looks like. Tiff, do you?
Yes. Sorry to that man.
I'm seeing him for the first time right now. Interesting. Fascinating.
Interesting.
I don't know what any of those young guys look like.
A Bryce Hamilton? That sounds like a baseball player.
I don't know.
He sounds white. And he's not. That's
know.
Crazy. If
you're probably
told me,
mixed. He sounds mixed.
He's definitely mixed. He got to be mixed.
That name, he mixed.
Bryce Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
I think I can only pick out Garrett and Jovic from this summer league team. And I can't even pick out I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't be able to pick out Jovic.
Come on, Slim Nicky.
Where are you at that you just ran into a bunch of motherfuckers that look like him?
On South Beach?
I've been on South Beach.
These Eastern Europeans, they're here, man. They're all here.
With the loafers.
There's a lot of fucking Russian yachts here. I'm telling you. There's a lot of oligarchs that left and are here with their yachts. And there's a lot of... Listen, when Dragic played, there would be like a Slovenian contingent at the arena.
Yeah.
Hey, I can see that.
Those dudes are fun. Mm-hmm. And they can drink.
None of them making an imprint this year.
Maybe Hamish.
That's it. Nobody else is. I'm sorry. Sorry to those men. But like realistically, we guard deep. We need a four. And Hamish is that's about it.
What else Kiki said? And who the hell is he? Who the hell are they?
Because come on, they not coming up. They ain't coming up.
Somebody asked if I've tried aviation gin. I have. Ryan, it is great. Oh, also, Ryan, hold on. You said some shit earlier, and I meant to read it. Hold on. I bookmarked it. Ryan said, anything besides Jimmy, Bam, Gabe, or Strews for KD, sooner or later, Brooklyn Bites. And Ryan, subscribe with Prime. I marked that, Ryan. That was for you,
I heard
dog.
That, Ryan. Hold on, G. Let me just chime in. Ryan, you get this, because I heard you say Strews.
I heard Gabe, so I'll give one, too.
You get this.
Shout out to the...
No, really. Like, I would unload everything.
I already said, if they trade Strews, me and Brad's gonna have to like do the nastiest edits for me.
Listen, if they let go of Gabe, I'm starting Pelicans beat. So
I'm following Max.
It's over.
I'm following Max. So if Max go to Brooklyn,
What's the Blue Wire Pelicans a corresponding podcast? Maybe we can work out a deal.
Listen, I need a transfer.
Bond's gonna go to HR. Excuse me, Kevin.
Too bad. Like too American bad. G. Too bad. American G is Express. HR.
Bond's gonna call the fucking CEO, Kevin Jones. Excuse me. You're gonna become a Karen. I like to request a transfer.
Listen.
I would like to talk about Brandon Ingram, please.
Can I speak to your manager?
Hold on. Before we go, last thing, I wanted to ask this because I listened to Zach Lowe and I forgot who asked. I think Zach asked, somebody asked Zach, would you rather have Mitchell or Brandon Ingram? And I thought, I literally thought of
you would have been burning the house.
Bro, you would have been so fucking insulted.
I don't even have a temperature. I feel like I just spiked one. What the fuck?
You got a fever again.
That is rude. The Brandon Ingram slander is out of control.
I probably take B.I. I'm not gonna lie. That's character development for me.
I'll take B.I. too.
Yeah, it is. You told me that motherfucker doesn't affect winning.
I did. I said that about Zach LaVine too. I still kind of think that about Zach LaVine.
It's a little yet to be seen.
Yeah, we don't know
Brandon
yet.
Brandon Stamp.
I'll take. You know how I felt about B.I. I'll take him.
I like B.I. Listen, because B.I. doesn't have to be the number one option.
No.
I've wanted him since his second year. If we ever got Brandon Reliant. Oh my God.
He's such a Bond player. Exactly. You love players that vibe on offense.
We just cool, man. We're not trying to do too much. I'm out here. I'm hooping.
You got to open his eyes more, though.
Yeah, he baby looks high all the time.
Always, dude. Always.
Maybe he is.
Hey.
That'd be fucked up if he's like never gets high and like he's like always looks high. He'd be like, man, I'm not even like that.
He
just looks tired as hell.
I can't even roll. Like, leave me alone.
He's tired.
He's sick of all the haters.
He been carrying the Pelicans for 2 seasons. He's tired.
Right.
Zion's fat ass coming back.
The slander of Kyle
Get Kuzma. That man some help.
Oh, they got him. CJ, we in there. Zion is ready. We got 18 different forwards. We're good.
You saw CJ going on TV and just saying, like, yeah, so the Kings told me they were going to pick me, and then they didn't pick me. They picked some other dude. And he's like, yeah, and they also called Dame, and they told Dame that they were going to pick him, and then they picked somebody else. And, like, both picks were just bad picks, obviously. Well, bro.
Sacramento's going to Sacramento.
Sacramento has never done anything right.
I ain't never,
Did you see that
ever.
Stuff that said no active NBA?
Yes! No.
Bro, I was like, damn, was the Lakers series that old, that long ago? I was like, goddamn, that's like 20 years ago.
Who's the oldest active NBA player right
Udonis.
Now?
Udonis.
It's gotta be UD.
Udonis.
It's gotta be UD. Man.
LeBron might be, Melo probably second. Deadman looks Mello. Like he'd be second.
We about to sign Melo.
We about to sign Melo.
Honestly, I'd do it just to get Nekias mad. Just because we can have Melo and UD on the same team. It's like Nekias' worst nightmare.
So Iggy is 37. Carmelo's 37. Iggy never played against Sacramento in the playoffs, I guess.
No, he was on the
None
East.
None of them.
He was on the East. He was
sixer. In the East. Yep.
AI
Udonis
and AI.
Is 41. Joe Johnson is 40.
Joe Johnson's not in the league. Get out of here.
He ain't in the league. Ain't he with the big three?
Yeah.
Yo, the Sacramento Kings are fucking Charlie Brown. It's like it's like every year the league put that football down in front of them and just pull it away.
I mean, let me be honest with you. Minnesota is not too far behind them. They've gotten their shit together last year. But like Zach Harper said, do you know how great Jimmy Butler is? He made and Zach Harper famously, you know, grew up a Timberwolves fan. He made this loser franchise a winner for 2 years. That's how good Jimmy Butler is.
He's right.
He is correct. He is right.
Miss you, Jimmy. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today on the program. I miss doing this with my friends. I miss talking to both of y'all. It's been real. It's not enough just to see your names in a group chat.
Has there been anything else significant or worthy of discussion?
Listen, we have a couple internal announcements that we're going to do soon. Those are pretty big, but we'll save that for a later day. In terms of basketball, I think for Miami-wise, no, Harden signed a new deal 2 years with a player option. Who cares? Heat and five. They don't scare me. PJ went to go play with a dude with a neck beard that cries that the media doesn't like him. So, I mean, that's not – I'm not – you know, getting that news, I get the news that he leaves. I'm a little drunk. I'm walking home. I'm trying to find my hotel in Milan. I don't know where I'm going. My friend has his battery's dead. I'm just straight up lost in the city, and I have very rudimentary Italian. And I look at my phone with the little battery I have left, and I choose to tweet angry things about PJ Tucker because he left to go play with Embiid. Yeah, then my phone died.
Violence.
My phone did die. And my friend goes, "Was that worth it?" And I said, "Yeah, it actually was. Yeah, it was."
Yeah, I can feel that way. Rockets East.
Rockets East. I'm telling you.
You say they're trying to go get Eric Gordon too?
Yeah, they were trying to at one point. They were. So they,
you know, I fuck Tibbs and fuck what's that guy's name? The fucking
Daryl Morey?
Yeah,
Daryl Morey.
I was gonna say fuck them. All they try to do is just bring everybody back. Get the old gang back together. Have some fucking creativity.
Give me Toby. Give me Toby for cheap.
Bro,
I will take Toby.
Tibbs is going to be having fucking 60-year-old Taj Gibson on his roster, like, forever. Like, it's Tibbs and Taj Gibson, like, forever. I'm sick of it.
Tibbs and Taj.
Let them get the gang back together if they want. I mean, we got the gang back together.
Miami Heat Beat back weekly. We'll see you next week. Our faces, our announcements. We have tons of cool stuff planned for the season. We'll patchwork content. I love y'all from myself, Tiff Bond.
Also, I need a new jersey so I can take PJ's jersey down and sign.
Oh, that's true.
I feel like PJ
take that
be
trainer out of here. You want to put duct tape?
Listen, Carla Tiana. If Gabe is out, I know. Here, we got to do the American Express jersey exchange.